Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our third day about this lesson about coffee houses. What have we learned so far about coffee houses? Well, of course, they date back a long time. Many centuries ago, actually. Carolyn, what can we know about coffee houses?
Well, we've talked about how great coffee smells, this wonderful aromatic beverage. And we've also talked about a little bit of the history of coffee and just how important it was to certain cultures, like in Turkey, where coffee houses date back to in 1475. We've also talked about a few other special coffee houses around the world.
We learned that some people don't settle for the really famous coffee houses like Starbucks, but they are coffee aficionados and they love something a little extra special about their coffee. Of course, there's the coffee house in Brazil, Isabel Raposieras, and there's the one in the Philippines, the Figaro Coffee Shop. These are very different examples of coffee shops and people who love coffee. We're going to learn a little bit more in our lesson today, so open your magazine and let's get started.
Coffee houses. Some of the world's coolest coffee houses offer more than just good coffee. At Brother Baba Budan's in Melbourne, Australia, customers are rewarded with a unique environment as well as great coffee. Wooden chairs hang from the ceiling. The door handle is a silver coffee shovel. Those who prefer to share their coffee with something furry can visit Usagito Cafe in Japan. People there can sip their coffee and pet one of the 21 bunnies for about $1 per minute.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Would you like milk and sugar with that coffee? Welcome back for the final day of our culture article. We'll be learning all about some of the most exotic coffee houses in the world. But before we begin, let's preview our vocabulary for the day. Reward. Reward is a verb. Annie rewarded Mark with a smile for his kind words. Patron. Patron is a noun. The patrons of this restaurant all love the food. Yarn. Yarn is a noun. Jenny bought some yarn to make a sweater. Novice. Novice is a noun. Nancy is a novice when it comes to baking. Your more information word is furry. Furry is an adjective. Now let's get ready to finish the article.
21 bunnies. How cute. Well, let's get started at the beginning here. Some of the world's coolest coffee houses offer more than just good coffee. So if we're talking about offering more than just good coffee, of course, what you think about when you go to a coffee house is coffee. But there is more than coffee at the coolest coffee houses. Like, what do we learn about here, Carolyn?
Well, we do have some very interesting and unique coffee houses here. We see at Brother Baba Budan's in Melbourne, Australia, customers are rewarded with a unique environment as well as great coffee. So if you go to this coffee shop in Australia, you will be rewarded with a very unique environment.
I like that our author chose to use the word reward. It's from our word bank here. And if you're rewarded with something, it's almost like you earned it. You did something to earn something. So maybe travelers traveled a long way out to Melbourne and they are enjoying this coffee and they're rewarded with a unique environment. because a reward is something that you earn for doing something.
Right, and it's usually, I kind of think of a prize
yeah.
that you get for some accomplishment or something that you've done. Well, let's see what kind of reward you get in this environment at this coffee house. We see wooden chairs hang from the ceiling. So the chairs are not on the ground, they are hanging from the ceiling. What else is special about this coffee house?
Well, the door handle is a silver coffee shovel. Well, you might think of a shovel as something you use to pick up some dirt or snow on the ground, but here a shovel is a little smaller, and it's used to scoop out coffee beans. So the door handle is a silver coffee shovel. This is kind of a creative little coffee shop.
It sounds very unique and a really great reward to be able to go and enjoy some nice coffee in this shop. Well, we can see another unique coffee shop in the next paragraph. Those who prefer to share their coffee with something furry can visit Usagi to Cafe in Japan. Now, this is a very interesting sentence. Would you like to enjoy your coffee with something furry?
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird. But something furry is basically, I guess you think of an animal, like we're learning about bunnies here. People can sip their coffee and pet one of the 21 bunnies for about $1 per minute. So bunnies are furry, of course. Carolyn, what's another furry animal?
Well, I think cats are furry, dogs are furry. Mm-hmm. Really, something that's furry means that it has fur
yeah.
or long hair. And so these rabbits have long fur and you can pet them while you drink your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a very interesting name for the cafe since the Japanese word usagi means rabbit in English.
Right, and rabbit or bunny is another name for a rabbit. You might call it a bunny rabbit. So this means rabbit to cafe, Carolyn?
I guess so. So you can have your coffee and pet a cute little bunny while you drink it. Well, now it is time for us to see what Michelle is doing in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 reward 这个动词。Reward 是指奖赏或奖励。例如 the hikers who reached the summit were rewarded with a magnificent view. 爬到山顶的登山客可以享受壮观的风景。Reward 也可以当名词。例如 Nathan was given a great bonus as a reward for his hard work. Nathan 因为工作努力得到很棒的红利作为奖励。接下来我们看的是 furry 这个形容词 furry 是指毛茸茸的或毛的例如 kids love to play with furry puppies 小朋友喜欢跟毛茸的小狗玩或者是 these furry toys might cause allergies 这些毛茸的玩具可能会造成过敏它的名词是 fur F-U-R 意思是毛皮或者是软毛例如 the lady was wearing a fox fur around her neck 这位女士脖子上围了狐狸毛的毛皮
Today we've been having a lot of fun learning all about different coffee houses around the world. The first one we talked about today was one in Melbourne, Australia, where you can enjoy a very unique environment with wooden chairs hanging from the ceiling. Another one we've talked about today was one in Japan, Usagi to Cafe, where you can sit and pet one of their rabbits while you drink your coffee.Well, we have several more very unique and interesting coffee houses to learn about in the next part of our reading.
Coffee houses. At Wash and Coffee in Munich, Germany, patrons enjoy a cup of coffee and use the internet as they do their laundry. This place aims to make people feel at home.At the Big Net Cafe in Bangkok, Thailand, customers are served yarn along with their coffee. The cafe attracts all levels of knitters. Experienced staff offer help to the novices. A coffee house may just serve great coffee, or it may offer something extra. Either way, there's nothing like the rich smell of coffee.
Coffee does have quite a nice smell. Well, let's begin at the beginning of this section here. At Wash and Coffee in Munich, Germany, patrons enjoy a cup of coffee and use the internet as they do their laundry. Well, talk about killing two birds with one stone. You can do a lot at this coffee shop. You can be a patron and enjoy a cup of coffee while you do your laundry.
Well, this is certainly a very unique and interesting coffee shop if you can go there to wash your clothes and also drink coffee at this place called Wash and Coffee. But we see that the people who go there are referred to as patrons. If you are a patron, then you attend something. So here we have patrons of Wash and Coffee. What are some other things you might be a patron of, Gabe?
Oh, patrons. I think of customers. Some customers can be referred to as patrons, people that use something or that attend something. If you go to a concert, can you be called a patron, Carolyn?
Well, I guess you could be called a patron, but usually it's something we use when you are frequently there. Maybe you buy something there quite often. So if you go to a particular concert hall, a place where they have concerts, you might be a patron of that building, but not necessarily a patron of the concert, because the performer might be different.
Okay, so you might need to go somewhere frequently to be called a patron somewhere. Well, you can see a picture of this coffee shop in your magazine, Wash and Coffee. Actually, it kind of seems appealing to me. I would like to go and visit this coffee shop, especially if I have some laundry to do. But I'm not going to take my laundry from here to Munich, Germany, just to go and taste the coffee. However, if I'm visiting Munich, I will visit this coffee shop. Well, it's time for us right now to see what Steve and Ken have for us in the information cloud.
It's the last day of the month, and it's high time to do the laundry.
I hope you're joking, Steve. I do my laundry at least twice a week.
Yes, Ken, I was joking, but let's talk about laundry for a minute. It can be a confusing word.
Yes, it can be. Laundry can either refer to dirty clothes that will be washed or clean clothes that have just been washed.
Right. We can do the laundry, hang the laundry out to dry, and finally, fold the laundry.
Another word for laundry is wash. So instead of do the laundry, you can do the wash. Notice wash is used as a noun.
And that should not be confused with washer, which is short for washing machine. So you would put the wash in the washer.
And you do the wash because you want all the dirt and stains to come out in the wash.
Nice one, Ken. Coming out in the wash is also an idiom. Just like a clothing stain that can be removed by washing, a problem can come out in the wash, meaning that it'll be revealed or it'll turn out well in the end.
今天的课文讲到德国慕尼黑的洗衣咖啡店, 客人不但可以享受一杯咖啡, 还能够 do their laundry, 洗衣服。 其实laundry这个字有不同的定义, 它可以指脏的还没有洗的衣服, 也可以指洗好的衣服。 I have to do the laundry, 那是脏衣服。 Can you hang up the laundry? 那是洗好的衣服。 除了laundry 也可以用the wash, 那是把wash当名词用。 片语come out in the wash, 字面上是说在洗涤的过程中被除去。 那这句话其实就是真相大白水落石出的意思。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, we were talking about this coffee house called Wash and Coffee. In the article, we see this place aims to make people feel at home. So it aims to make people feel at home, and if you can sit and drink coffee while you do your laundry, it does seem like you would be at home. But I really like this phrase here. It aims to do something. So let's look at that for a minute. Gabe, what does it mean if you aim to do something?
Well, that means it's your goal. So it's the goal of Wash and Coffee to make customers or patrons feel at home there at the coffee shop while they're doing laundry and surfing the internet. It's their aim to do this. You could also use this in other ways. It's our aim here at Studio Classroom to help you improve your English. It's our aim to do that.
That's right. And a lot of people, their aim or their goal is to make other people happy. Mm-hmm. They aim to please other people. Do you aim to please? I think Wash and Coffee aims to please its patrons.
I think so too. And we're going to learn about another coffee house here. We're going around the world a little bit to Bangkok. At the Big Knit Cafe in Bangkok, Thailand, customers are served yarn along with their coffee. This sounds really interesting so far. Let's take a look at that key word, yarn. When I think of yarn, I think of a kind of string. Usually you might see a ball of yarn, and you can use yarn to make clothes or other kinds of materials. Yarn.
That's right. And so here you can knit with yarn at this cafe, the Big Knit Cafe in Bangkok, and you get yarn with your coffee. And we see that the cafe attracts all levels of knitters. Experienced staff offer help to the novices or the novices. So it's very interesting that you can knit while you drink your coffee here.
I think it's an interesting idea too. Would you like to go to a coffee shop and begin to knit the next sweater you will wear? Or maybe you can make a gift for somebody while you sit and drink your coffee. Let's take a look at another word bank word here, the word novice. Now, a novice is a beginner at something. You're talking here about the experienced people helping the novices. So, of course, they're the experts, the people who know what they're doing, and they're there to help novices like me who do not know how to knit yet.
That's right. I would also be a novice when it comes to knitting, but this sounds like a really great place to learn. You can sit there, have so many experienced people show you how to do it, mm-hmm. and enjoy some really nice coffee in Thailand. I think I might have to take a trip to Thailand just to learn how to knit.
Just to learn how to knit. Well, I think that there are many different kinds of novices. You see that key word, and you can talk about a beginner in a lot of different ways. Maybe if you're just learning how to play a musical instrument, you could call yourself a novice at the guitar. You're just learning how to play. The letters N-O-V, nov, actually mean new. So you're new to this topic or this experience.
That's right. So I guess I would be a novice at Taiji.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Really? You
yes,
just started?
I did. I just started taking Taiji lessons this past month, I guess. And yeah, it's very difficult. So I would be a novice.
All right. Well, you could still teach me something because I know nothing about Tai Chi. Well, we're continuing to learn more about coffee and coffee houses. And a coffee house may just serve great coffee, or it may offer something extra. So we're just reviewing this lesson about coffee houses. Of course, it could just have great coffee, or maybe the best coffee houses, the coolest coffee houses, give you a little something extra.
It's true, but either way, there is nothing like the rich smell of coffee. And it's true, coffee does have a very rich smell. We talked about that on the first day of this article. But there's a little phrase in this sentence. There's nothing like. There's nothing like something else. What does that mean?
That means this is truly a unique experience. The smell of coffee, the rich smell of coffee, is really unique. There's nothing like it. You can use this phrase in other ways. There's nothing like a hot shower in the middle of winter. Yes. Well, how else can you use that phrase?
Well, you might also say there's nothing like a mother's love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very unique kind of love, and your mother is the only one that can give it to you. So there's really nothing like it.
All right. Well, how else can you use that phrase? Try that today. Use this phrase, there's nothing like something. All right. Now it's time for us to continue with a review skit, and then we're going to join Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, a coffee house with good coffee. What could be better?
A cool coffee house with good coffee.
Cool? What do you mean?
Japan has a coffee tree house.
A coffee house in a real tree?
Well, no, it's not in a real tree, but it's still impressive. Take the elevator and you are rewarded with coffee and an ocean view.
That is cool.
There's also a coffee cafe in Japan with bunnies.
Real bunny rabbits?
Yes. You can sip your coffee and pet one of 18 bunnies.
Hooray! Let's go to Japan.
Wait. In Germany, patrons can enjoy coffee, watch TV, and do laundry.
People can do that at home.
That's the idea, to make you feel at home.
No thanks.
In Thailand, customers are served yarn with their coffee.
Do they drink it?
No. They knit with it. The cafe attracts all levels of knitters.
So, do you want great coffee or great coffee with something extra?
Either way is good. Just give me that rich coffee smell.
Ah.
Patron 这个名词, patron 是指旅馆或者是餐厅的主顾或顾客, 例如, these parking spaces are for patrons only. 这些停车位仅供我们的顾客使用。 或者是 many patrons came for the chef's delicious beef stew. 许多客人为了主厨的美味的炖牛肉而来。 Patron 也指艺术家的赞助者, 例如 Jeffrey is an enthusiastic patron for local artists. Jeffrey 大力支持及赞助本土的艺术家。 最后我们看的是 novice 这个名词, NOV 这个字根有新的意思, 所以 novice 是指初学者或者是新手。 例如, I'm a novice driver, I get lost all the time. 我是一个驾驶新手,常常在迷路。 如果要说明是哪方面的新手,是用 at 这个介系词。 例如, as a novice at directing, he still has a lot to learn. 身为一个新手导演,他还有好多事要学。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
We've been talking all about coffee houses. Do you go to a coffee house just for great coffee? Or do you go for the environment to see what is special about that coffee house? Well, my question for you is, what is the most interesting coffee house that you have been to? Maybe you've been to quite a few. What is one interesting one? Carolyn, have you ever been to a unique coffee house?
Well, I have been to a few unique coffee houses, but one that really sticks out to me was one I went to in college. And you could go in and sit in these very comfy, cozy chairs and just sit and play games for hours. And they had very, very many specialty drinks, and they sold pastries baked by people locally. So it was a very interesting place to enjoy coffee.
That sounds good. I've been to a coffee house where they had a bunch of cats running around, and you didn't have to pay a dollar just to pet the cats. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for now, but we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
Jun Fan decided to go to his family's farmhouse to find Sherry. Will the coming typhoon stop him in his search? Welcome to this next episode of The Stranger.
Jun Fan and Jason saw the taxi driver throw me into the car.
And knowing that Lin Un Lai was involved, they quickly realized that my life was in danger. If they were going to save my life, they had to race against time. They also had to race against a typhoon that would soon hit Taichung with deadly force.
Slow down! You're driving like a madman!
May I remind you that we're trying to catch a criminal here?
Yeah, but I don't want to die before he does. Wow! Look at the way the wind is bending those trees.
Oh no. Looks like the typhoon is coming in sooner than we expected. See the dark clouds above us?
And the rain is getting heavy too. Oh man.
The wind is making it more difficult to control the car.
Especially at this speed.
Relax. We'll be all right.
It's coming down pretty hard now.
I know. I can't see a thing.
We've got to pull over.
Okay, the farm is not too far from here. We'll just have to run.
Run? In a typhoon? Now I know you're crazy. I think we should stay where we are and wait for the police.
No way, Jason. What if the police also decide to wait until the typhoon dies down? We have to try and save Sherry before my uncle does something terrible.
Hey, wait for me!
Stay close! You don't want to get lost out here!
I'm right behind you!
How long does Sherry have before the gangster Lin Un Lai takes revenge on Jun Fan? Be sure to join us for our next exciting episode of The Stranger.